Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and welcome to the show. We're getting closer and closer to Christmas. This year, I'm giving out gift cards. I know that's not kind of like the most thoughtful gift in the world, but I'm not really much on shopping. And it was a little late to do things online, and some people, you just never know what to buy them. So let them go buy things themselves. You know, let them go buy it. But I went to buy gift cards today, and the parking was nothing. There was no parking. Anybody running into that problem in parking? I could have walked there later, but I was out doing some other errands, and I thought, well, I'll just go do it now and see what happens. And it was a challenge. Anybody facing the parking challenge this Christmas? Well, I live in the city, so parking lots are just jammed with people. I even went to buy pet supplies, and the parking lot was jammed with people. Fun times, huh? Just so much fun. Okay, what are we doing today? We got a caller, so I'll be with you in a minute. You've been holding a while, so talk a little bit about, you know, what I've been doing lately is talking to dead people. So if you have any questions, we'll try to tap into your ancestors or your soul family and see if they have an answer or guidance for you. That's what I've been doing lately. And so, you know, it's usually somebody that's related to you in some way, that maybe a grandmother, great-grandmother, great-grandfather, uncle, neighbor that when you were a kid that's in your soul family. Because we all reincarnate together in groups, big groups, little groups, but we do. So these are all part of your soul family. And some haven't reincarnated in a while. And maybe it's your soulmate that's still in the non-physical world, or some people call it the twin flame. Sometimes they don't come in, you know that. I've explained that one before. Okay, so, yeah, let me do this. And I got some interesting topics today I wanted to talk about. And it's about generosity. I guess that's a good word for it. And the Christmas spirit of giving without expectation of anything coming back. So I have some articles on, well, I have one from Pam Grout, and I thought was a really good thing. 21 reasons to be of good cheer. And I thought, this is really kind of a cool thing. So think about this. Things to be positive and things. And then this got me inspired into looking to the things that people do for each other during this time of the year. Just generosity. Not expecting anything back. Paying it forward kind of thing. So I have an article on that. And then 10 ways to remain calm and create a more calm and oasis in your home or office. But we'll get into that a little bit about this whole idea of generosity and paying it forward. Okay, so we'll do that. And I will talk to you a little bit more about where I'm kind of headed, thinking about myself and my work and what I do with people. You know, as I mentioned this week, I had this epiphany about my purpose. What brings me the most amount of joy is sharing with people, sharing information, sharing ideas, sharing so forth and so on. More callers. I'm going to get to my callers in a second. I promise I'll be there in a minute. Just want to set this up a little bit. And so it's about, and I was reminded this message came from Spirit yesterday. You know, there are a lot of people that know a lot about politics and share on politics or share on sports or share on this or share on that. Your purpose is just share on spirituality. Ooh, wow, okay. Because that's where I am. That's what I'm here to do, is share on spirituality. I call myself an intuitive life coach, which means it's giving you information from the spirit that'll help your life be better, to improve your life, to accomplish what you want, because that's what a coach does. It helps you play the game a little bit better, and we're talking about the game of life here. So that's the kind of information that I'm wanting to help you with. So let me take a couple calls, and I'll get a little deeper into what I mean by that, and a little deeper into this idea that it's really difficult to be spiritual and to be religious, and spirituality from my point of view. So I'll explain what I mean. Okay. Hello. Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. And whom am I speaking to?
This is Anna.
Anna, how is Anna today in this beautiful... It's Friday already, isn't it?
It's Friday.
Are you ready for Christmas?
Yes, I am.
Good for you.
Spend time with family, yes.
So where is it cold? Where do you live? What area?
In Maryland.
Ah, it's a little chilly, huh? We've had a really cool weather in Southern California, which is surprising because it's been cooler here than some places in the East. It's like, really? You're kidding. But it's a little warmer today, which is nice. So what's going on with you today?
Well, I was looking for some guidance on a new relationship. It's like I feel a strong connection with this person, but at the same time, I'm just wondering what guidance you might have around this situation.
So where's the concern? You're feeling... your energy is... I'm just not certain about this from your point of view, not from the other person's point of view, but from your point of view, right? Put it this way. This is what I'm getting. You're not getting the feedback that you want from this person, right?
Yeah, you're
not getting the emotional response and that you would hope that you would be getting at this point in seeing somebody, right?
Yeah.
And the spirit reminds me to tell you, or whoever this is, could be one of your ancestors, that men are slower than snails. Okay?
True.
Not slow. Slow in the sense that sometimes it's hard for men to make commitments and put their hearts completely into it because they're afraid of the responsibility of it. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
And also, men don't like to make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, should you leave? So, are you thinking, well, maybe I should just leave this alone and not do anything in this relationship?
Yeah, it just seems
let
like
it go. Should I just
like
let it go? Let it go. Okay.
But the ball is. He'll take a couple of quick steps forward, then he, backs off. So I'm just it feels like it's going to be a long process with
him. Because the ball is in his court, is the expression I hear. The ball is in his court. He's the one that has to step forward.
Yeah.
Right?
So.
And there's an expression I get that you might want to think about. Now, this is not an absolute, and this is something you could do, because I'm really feeling this hesitation on his part. And is it because of you personally and not being attracted? No, he's attracted to you. He's just uncertain in himself. Okay?
Okay.
He's just uncertain.
Okay.
He's not head over heels or he would be drooling at your door, right?
Right.
But I'm sensing that that's his nature. His nature is not to be head over heels.
Mm.
You know, some men are a little more reserved and they don't kind of, you know, show up with flowers every time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the ball is in his court. So what are you going to do? So you really, and the expression I was hearing for him, at some point in the near future, you have to have what they call a come to Jesus meeting. Do you know what I mean by that?
Yeah.
It's more or less, you know, I'm really, this is my problem. And you express it as your problem, not his problem. This is my problem. I was hoping to be further along in a relationship by this time of seeing you or being together with somebody. I need your help to understand why it's not moving forward. Okay?
Yeah.
Without really getting, what's wrong with you and how come you don't care about me and, you know, pointing fingers at him, right? We have a problem. You have a problem, buddy. It's more or less, I have a problem because usually a relationship develops quicker than this. And I need to help you to understand. Help me to understand why not? Why you're not moving forward?
Okay.
And let him think about it. Don't just expect an immediate answer. Because I got a feeling that when you say something like that to him, you're going to get the deer in the headlight look. Okay? Like you're going to startle him. And he's going to look at you like, But say, okay, go ahead and think about it. Get back to me in a day or so or a couple of days. Just think about that. And what you're going to do is get clarity. And so you don't have to walk away wondering if you have to walk away. I'm not saying you're going to walk away, but at least you're going to get clarity on where his head's at.
Okay.
Because I don't think he's ready for you, but I don't want to prejudice you that way. I don't think he's ready. I didn't get the energy around him not being ready for you. Wow, spirit! Somebody in your family is saying you're too good for him. It's sad, but somebody out there is going, oh, you're too good for him. You know, you could there, yeah. But don't. That's just a family member somewhere out there going, yeah, you're special and you need somebody really special in your life. Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you.
But I would confront him in a gentle, loving way, and you'll get clarity. But I think your family members in the non-physical world are saying, yeah, he's not your type. He's not ready for you. You could do better.
Okay.
That's kind of a sad way of putting it, but that's what I hear. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. That's funny that when I do this kind of reading now and I'm trying to tap into family members and people that have passed and your soul family, I get different kinds of messages than I used to. And spirit sometimes, spirit guides and so forth want to be really nice and be really encouraging and all that stuff. Family members and part of your soul family will be more to the point. Like this last one, you can do better. I mean, that's like, I would never say that to somebody. You can do better. But from this point of view, that feels very appropriate. Okay, I hope she thinks about it. Have that meeting with him. This is a problem. I thought we would be further along right now. Okay, so let me take a couple more calls. We'll talk a little bit more about spirituality versus religion. My favorite topic. No, yeah, it is kind of interesting. And ways of being generous. And we'll do the ways of being generous. I think that's really important. And 21 reasons to be thankful for, things to be thankful for, or to show appreciation for, whatever you want to use this expression there. Okay, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I didn't realize you were going to call on me.
Why wouldn't I call it?
I don't know. I didn't know it was going to be that soon. It just took me off guard a little.
But who am I speaking to?
Oh, my name's Lisa.
So what's going on with Lisa today? So what part of the world are you in, Lisa?
I'm in Florida.
Oh, so it's not cold there.
No, well, no, not for...
Well, it depends. Florida can vary a lot, because if you're close to Miami and the Keys, then it's going to be warm. If you're up by the other end near Georgia, it might be a little cooler, right?
Yeah, I'm kind of like the middle.
Near, kind of like Orlando, kind of middle, kind of there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I had an aunt who lives, or I have a cousin who lives in Gainesville or something like that. Yeah, somewhere, that's around there, isn't it? Somewhere in that area?
Yeah, you really know a lot about the weather around here. That's cool that you know that.
I'm just psychic. No, I'm kidding. No, I've talked to a lot of people from different parts of the country. So what's going on with you today? How can I help you, or can I help you? Maybe I can't. I don't know. Let's see what's going on with
it. I'm doing okay. I got a new job, and I do like it. Things are kind of calming down for me. Sorry,
yeah, where's the hesitation here?
I just feel kind of frustrated because I feel like I want to be moving forward
okay,
in other ways.
Okay, stepping stones. You're in a stepping stone. You're on a stone, and you move to the next stone soon. Okay?
Oh,
yes.
Really? Oh, good.
Yes. 2016. And I'm trying to tap into those who have passed to their part of your soul family and your ancestors, all this stuff. I'm not trying to get from some spirit guide or angels or something like that. And it's a male energy, and it's a family male energy. It feels like in your father's side. I never get names. Once in a while they give me a name, but most of the time not. But on your father's side, and it goes back a couple generations. Okay? Boom. Done.
Okay.
Yeah. Male energy. Yeah. And I'm really kind of hearing, what areas of your life do you want to improve the most?
Well, I would like to be relocating and settling the estate. We're working on that now.
Okay. Let me answer the question, and because you made a kind of a general statement there, but to make it general but also kind of specific, what I'm hearing for you, this has all been laid out for you. The steps have been laid out for you. It will all work out. Be patient with the steps. Don't get frustrated with each step as you're trying to accomplish these things, because there will be obstacles, but you'll be able to overcome the obstacles. It's kind of like a video game, is the picture I get. It's kind of weird. You know, you got these video games where these people have to go from A to B, and then these little things jump in front of them. They shoot them all down. You know, that sort of stuff. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Well, you're just gonna be able to shoot them all down. Not literally. I don't like the gun thing, because even though they show me that. But it's like you'll be able to knock them down, you know? Okay?
Okay.
As they come up, you will knock them down. So I know that's not as comforting, like, when's it going to happen exactly? But Spirit just saying, your family saying, it's all laid out for you. You just have to take the steps. They're there for you.
Okay.
They're all there. Just know, okay, and I hear the word set intentions.
Okay.
Okay. Do you know what I mean by, okay, let's give you an example of what I'm hearing. It's like, what's the first thing you want to accomplish? What's the first thing that has to be done?
Well, there's so many things.
Well, see, now you got to prioritize, see, dear. That's key here is prioritizing. Because if you have a whole bunch of things, if it's a grab bag of stuff, then it gets confusing. So it's you don't want the grab bag. You want the priorities of here. So set your first priority and then set the intention each morning you wake up. Okay, my intention today is to accomplish a lot, as in this project. Okay?
Yeah.
So you're focused. My intention today is to get the answers I need to go to the next step.
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah.
And you'll get there, but if it's a grab bag and you're always kind of, well, yeah, set a priority, and it'll shift and it'll change a little bit. If it's all, just ask. Or even ask, like, what is this priority? You'll get it. My intention is to know what my priority is. And boom, you'll get the answer. Flashing lights will go around it, and you go, okay, I got it. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
There. 2016 is going to be an amazing year for you. That's what I hear.
Oh, good.
Okay? An amazing year. You are going to accomplish most everything you need to accomplish. Stay focused.
Oh, good. That's good to hear.
Okay. Where do you want to move to? Not too far, right? Not too far.
What? Just
better location. The location, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not, like, horrible, miserable or anything where I'm at, but
you just want more
I definitely
space.
Feel like I've shed this skin and I need to move forward now.
Yeah. Yeah, you need more space, too.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah. So you'll get it. Just ask for it. You'll get it.
Yeah. So
okay.
The thing is that the thing is that I have a family member that is ill, you know?
Okay.
And I'm a little concerned on that situation, too, where I'm not sure if the person's going to need me to move towards them, like physically go to where they live and help them, or if they're going to get help in other ways. That's kind of where
First of all, I hear is ask, but then second, I hear it's all going to be sorted out early next year anyway.
Okay, yeah, he's not actually admitting he needs help.
Yeah, but at some point you got to ask. But you will know early next year what course to take. It's a stepping stone. You'll get to that stepping stone. Okay.
Okay. All right. I'll just have.
Yeah.
Do you know like when things are going to make changes? Like the middle of the year,
that's like a kind of frame. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, you're breaking up.
February. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Okay,
bye now.
Bye.
Yeah. It's like prioritize. It's the most important thing. Well, not the most important thing, but it's really important to prioritize. You know, you have all these things to do, and just idleness and time management too, and business management. We had to do annual planning business planning for departments, and you had a whole outline for the whole year of what you're going to accomplish and what order you're going to accomplish it in, and all that fun stuff. So sometimes you have to do that. Sometimes you have to organize that way. You have to, because if it feels overwhelming, then you have to. Was it Tony Robbins talked about chunking down, making the smaller little pieces, and then prioritizing the smaller little pieces. You may not always want to start with the most difficult first, right? You might start work your way to the more difficult. Now, some people do it that way. Some people like to start on the big one, and then maybe you want to do it in the middle. You know, start with the easier ones, take on the big one, and then you relax down into the smaller ones later. So it's your choice, right? Okay, make another call. We'll have some fun. I don't know why I'm breaking up. It's Blog Talk. Who knows? It's got to be them. My end's pretty clear. Don't know why. They do that sometimes. It's the internet. Yeah, the internet's not perfect though, is it? Hello?
Hi, this is Holly McCauley.
Holly, what's going
on? Nothing. How are you?
I'm well. I've been grandfathering this week. I mean, as in my granddaughter, spending time with her. For a long story, but yeah, so I'm spending a little bit of time with that, yes.
That sounds like fun.
It can be. But you know what a 6-month-old could be like sometimes, yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Yes. Yeah, it's not like a 11-year-old, right? You just kind of send them off and let them break something, right?
Yeah. Oh, a message. Weird message.
Yeah, we are cutting out today. What's going on with the internet? This is crazy. Blog or Skype is doing strange things, huh? I'm on Skype to do this show. Okay, so let me give you this. Let me see. What do I get for Holly today? I don't know who is saying this to you, but it's time to be practical. I mean, it's like, you know, you go through your life and you have certain times that you want to be frivolous and have some more fun and do this and do that. But I'm hearing for you, it's time to be practical. Okay? I don't know why I get that, but that's what I get. So maybe during the holiday season, you really have to kind of focus and buckle down and be very practical. And you have to really be focused on things you need to accomplish, because if you don't, you won't get it done. Right?
Yeah, they're telling you, like, what area I need to be practical.
Stay in relationships, for one.
Like, what, a guy kind of thing, or just
it's
in general?
It's just relationships in general, okay?
Uh-huh.
Because it feels like people take your time. Rock your time.
Yeah.
Okay? So being practical is saying no, like that, right now. Okay? No, you're wasting my time.
Okay.
Learning to say basically would be, no, I can't do that. What's the question about a guy? I mean, you brought, so let's go there for a second. What's the question about a guy?
Well, there's this one guy I like, but I don't think it's going to happen. I just...
Okay, so let's... We're back to being practical again, aren't we?
Yeah, but do you see him getting divorced?
No, that's why being practical thing to be.
So he's not going to get divorced?
Not in the near future. That's what I hear. Not in the near future. But your ancestors, you need to stop worrying about that. You need to take care of whatever he does, he needs to do, and you don't get hung up on him while he's in this limbo state. Okay?
Okay, yeah.
Because being practical is he's not divorced. The ink is not dry in the paper. He hasn't gone through that period. He hasn't done that yet. So I can't commit my heart to him or even get really deeply involved till I see the ink dried. Right?
Yeah, I don't even talk to him. I'm just curious.
So that's what you got to do. You got to let it go.
Yeah.
Not let him go, but you got to. It's on him, right? Not you.
Yeah.
Do I see him now? Do they see him getting divorced? Not in the near future. It's a little ways off. Not years, but it's a ways off. And he's playing the game. He's playing the game. Okay?
What does that mean?
Part of he's into it and part of he's not. Part of he's into getting a divorce, part of he's not. Part of it makes sense, part of it doesn't make sense. He's not really in love, but he doesn't know what to do, blah, blah, blah. He's being wishy-washy about it. Okay?
Okay.
You just need to say, you know what? Hi. You know, like, if he comes forward, are you divorced? Well, you know what? So what? I'm not putting my heart in this.
Yeah.
Okay? Be practical. Be it about
practical.
You.
Practical.
Okay, dear?
Okay.
Got it?
Okay, darling.
Okay, you take care. Okay.
Bye.
That's a tough one. Yeah, but see, yeah, your family members kind of know what's going on with you, and they kind of go, why are you doing that to yourself, right? Why are you doing that? I go, surprisingly enough, we're having some fun. I want to get into that one article. Hopefully I have time for that, because I thought it was really inspiring and good deeds that you can do at this time of the year. And there's a couple of them I wanted to share with you about good deeds. Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. And who am I speaking
good evening.
To?
Hi, my name is Phoenicia.
let me ask a question. Real quickly. Mm-hmm. Are you from like the Carolina, South Carolina area?
I used to live in South Carolina.
Well, see, your phone number is a South Carolina digit, like the
yeah.
first. Yeah. Yeah, so where do you live now?
I live in Maryland.
Oh, you drifted up to the north, huh?
Yeah, I'm actually from the north, so.
Yeah, you became a Yankee again, huh?
You do know that's a derogatory term.
Well, I figured
I'm a proud Yankee.
Are you a proud Yankee?
Yes.
Okay, so what's going on today? With you and the proud Yankee. So you had a hard time in the South, didn't you? If you went like, I'm a proud Yankee, I'm not one of these Southerners, you know?
Yeah, the South and I.
I'm not one of these redneck, you know, people.
I love them and I have a total love-hate relationship, but, you know, home is home, so.
Do you know where the term redneck came from? You'll never guess. It's an interesting term, and it's some people would never figure this out, okay? It came from the Scotch-Irish, primarily men, who moved to the South to work, okay, and whatever they were doing, right? And they wore, out of tradition, these red scarves that they wore around their neck to protect their heads and their neck from the sun. So they called them a redneck because of the red scarves they wore around their necks to protect themselves from the sun. So that's where the term came from. So it was working men, primarily working class men, you know, whatever, farmers or whatever, they wore these scarves around their head, their necks to keep, you know, bandanas, I guess is the word for it, isn't it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
To protect their skin. So they called them rednecks.
Okay.
So you're not a little. You got your trivia for the day. So what's going on with you?
I just have a sucky love life, and I was just wondering what you could tell me about it. What's going on? Or
why is it sucky?
You know, it's funny. It's like I have my up period and
not,
my down period.
You're not getting your needs met. You're not just. I'm not talking sexually, but you're not. It just feels like you're putting too much into it versus what you're getting out of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And whoever you're with, and I'm picking up the energy around you, is whoever you're with doesn't appreciate you enough at the level you want to be appreciated. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So can you change that? No. Can you shake him long enough to get him to change? No. Should you look for something better? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty straightforward, and I hate to, but that's what I'm hearing from you, your family members, those on the non-physical world are going, lady, they call you lady for some reason. I don't know why they call you lady. Okay.
Okay.
You deserve a love, much deeper love than this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let me ask you a question, because this is what I'm feeling or hearing about you. Did you pass on somebody recently? Like, somebody came into your life and you said, I can't work, this is not going to work out, so I'm going to let this go and move on to somebody else.
It's possible, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm hearing that you passed on a good one, or some good one came along not too long ago, and you passed on it for some of her reasons. But I hear also it's not going to recycle, so there's somebody else coming into your life in the not-too-distant future that's being going to be pushed in front of you to give you choices. Okay?
I'm sorry. Say that again. I didn't understand it.
It means that somebody else, like the non-physical world, your spirit family, okay, is going to push somebody in front of you. Another man is going to be introduced to you to give you a
mm-hmm.
choice.
Okay?
And you get the pick of the litter. You deserve the pick of the litter. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
You deserve a loyal gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't deserve a cheater.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Emotional
cheating. Not just sexually, but emotionally cheating.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, men cheat in other ways, too, not just sexually. They cheat by giving their friends, their gentleman friends, their beau friends, more attention than their girlfriend.
Yeah. It's some kind of man thing, I think.
Yeah. But if a man really loves you, he'll carve out the time. So you'll get it, dear. It's coming up for you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really.
So, yeah. So I guess the guy that you feel around me, he's just in the jerk zone.
I just don't get the energy around him of being able to change to give you the attention and the love that you need.
Mm-hmm.
You got to decide that for yourself, but that's what I hear for you, okay?
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, it's true.
Okay? But
mm-hmm.
will he change? Absolutely not. He may change the next time around when he realizes he made a big mistake, and for the next woman, he might be a much better man. But that's not your problem at that point, is it?
I guess not.
No. So you take care of yourself, okay?
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for the history lesson.
Much better relationships coming to you, okay?
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay. Okay. Bye now.
Bye.
Oh, let me mention a real thing. I want to get into this article. I've talked to most everybody here. So if you think I've done a great job in the show and you appreciate the work I've done and I've helped you, and this is the website that I'm using right now, because my website's being rebuilt. It's also, I publish this magazine, and there's a place on there that you can donate. So I appreciate small donations of some kind. Helps pay for the Christmas gifts, right? And keep the show on the air. So it's themessenger.info, not .com. So if you're interested in it, if you think, he did a great job, I'll give him $5 or $3 or $2 or whatever it calls, whatever you think is worthy of my efforts, I'd appreciate it. Let me get into this article. And this is from Pam Grout, who's one of my favorite authors. And I won't get into everything. It's 21 Reasons to Be of Good Cheer. And I thought this was really cool. And People Magazine sent me out to interview a Kansas City Secret Santa who passes out $100 bills. And I've heard about this. And there's a police officer that will pull people over and give them $100 bills. And people that look like they needed the money. And their car is kind of like, oh, yeah, really? That's still running? So he would pull them over. And I saw a video on that. It was really cool. Maybe this is the one and the same. But it was a hoot and a half to join him to see the expression on people's face when they peel a couple hundreds off the stack and hand them over. So the interest of continuing my long-standing journalism career, here are 20 additional reasons to be of good cheer. A mystery woman walked into Toys R Us in Bellingham, Massachusetts, and paid off the entire store's layaway balance, allowing strapped parents to pick up their Christmas gifts for their kids. Isn't that a beautiful sentiment? I mean, not that we're going to all walk into the store and pay off $1,000 with a layaway gifts, but, you know, we just got to – makes us feel good, right? She said gas prices have dropped to $2 just in time for the holiday visits to family. Now, here in Southern California, it's a little bit higher, but can you imagine a couple of years ago, it was like $4 a gallon, right? Okay, here's another one to be yours. And these are kind of general, but they're kind of fun. The gorgeous beaches of Cuba have been reopened to vacationing Americans. I'm talking about that one. I go, hope we don't ruin this beautiful beaches in Cuba. Let's don't be the obnoxious Americans if we get to go back to Cuba, right? Be nice to these people. You know, we wouldn't want to indoctrinate them to our craziness, our rudeness, right? Okay, number four, Oakland Raiders tackle Menelik Watson donated a week of his salary, $37,000, to Ava Ura, a four-year-old girl who had 14 heart surgeries. Isn't that sweet? He didn't have to do that. And I'm sure it wasn't a publicity stunt. Just here. You know, I make a lot of money here. And what little things can we do for people in the community around us, right? What little things can we do that would do the same thing, right? Natalie DePose, whose Ferguson, Missouri bakery was vandalized last year during protests, received more than $250,000 in donations from total strangers. Isn't that beautiful? People care. Sometimes we get jaded and we think, but that's just something like that, you know. Redo our bakery, get back in business. The curve is bending on new cases of HIV. More people are being treated than becoming infected. Isn't that a good thing? And I've heard that, I've heard that we're close, or we're at a point of curing HIV for the most part. Okay? The virus is still there, but we're able to control the virus so it doesn't turn into AIDS. Okay, this is this note was left in a car in Edmonton, Canada. It's Alberta, I think it's a province, isn't it? I noticed you left your lights on. The battery will probably not have enough charge to start your vehicle. I left a blue extension cord on the fence and a HD battery charger beside the fence in a cardboard box. If you know how to hook it up, use it to start your car. It is simple. Hook the red clip to the positive terminal of your battery and the black clip to the negative terminal. Do not touch the black or red clips together while the charger is still plugged in. The charger is already set up 12 volts in start mode. You may have to wait a few minutes to let the battery charge. Good luck. Isn't that a beautiful thing? I mean, just left it. I don't see anywhere, because this is a photocopy of the note. Well, you return it here and leave me some money. No, it's just a very generous thing to do. Okay, next point. Gay marriage is now legal in the United States. I'm one in favor of that. An Ohio school student took his 89-year-old grandmother to prom because she'd never been. Isn't that sweet? These are little things, but little things that people can do. You know, it kind of gives you heart that people actually do nice stuff. Okay? A cop in Montreal has been stopping drivers, and instead of passing out tickets, is passing out $100 bills. Wow. Global life expectancy has risen by 6 years since 1990. And that's probably has a lot to do with the health. And there are a lot of philanthropists who've been helping, like the Gates Foundation, of helping young people and helping health in other countries like in Africa and so forth. So that's cool. I like this next one. Nearly 200 countries signed a bill to reduce the use of fossil fuels. They said foreign fossil fuels, but it actually is fossil fuels in general. And hopefully, we won't get into the political aspect of that one. But that's a cool thing. A Dallas woman has donated more than 15,000 house cleanings for people going through chemo. Now, that's a heck of a lot of house cleaning. A Dallas woman has donated more than 15,000 house cleanings for people going through chemo. Isn't that amazing that somebody would do that? A 12-year-old from San Jose, California, built a Braille printer out of Lego Mindstorms. It's the souped-up version of Legos, they say here. It lowers the going $2,000 price to an affordable $350. He even offers open-source plans online for free. That one cheers me up a little bit, because a 12-year-old is able to do that and then pass it on, not necessarily with the intention of getting a whole bunch of money from it. Oh, we're going to create this pattern, I'm going to make millions. No, he did it out of love, okay? Michelle Obama has volunteered the last 5 years to make calls on the for the Nordax Sanus hotline. A New York City software engineer gave coding lessons to a homeless man. He offered him either $100 for 2 months or coding lessons. Just after three and a half months, this homeless prodigy developed Trees for Cars, a smartphone app that helps commuters organize carpools. Trees being a lot, yeah, never mind. But, you know, just that little things that you can do for people. This person became self-efficient. What's it, the fish or the fishing thing? Instead of giving a fish, you get teach them to fish. Yeah, same kind of principles here. A scientist dated a bristlecone pine tree in California at White Mountains as the oldest living organism. It's more than 5,000 years old, older than the pyramids. Okay, they have a video here, but we're not going to do the video because that would not make sense. Okay, but I love this article because this is the time of year when we need to, we can think about doing these things. We get caught up in the holidays and family and stuff like that. Okay? But what do we do for other people? How can we help other people? And so, good deeds. I have some more. I've got about Chicago about 3 minutes, so I'm going to do some other ones. I got some other articles, but I think this is really fun. And this is from, you know, that the website you know what I'm talking about, right? I always mispronounce that. Okay, here's I like this one. This is from a receipt from a restaurant, a check, guest check from a restaurant. Someone once bought our dinner when we were young parents. It made quite a mark on us. This great gesture was good parenting. Keep up the good work. Time goes by so fast. So what, the wife and a one-year-old and I went to dinner. My wife and a one-year-old went to dinner, and this is what it said on our check. So, yeah, somebody just bought their dinner because they look like they needed it. I love this next one. Wait a minute. I'll go up here. Okay, where is it? Oh, there you are. Okay, what a great tradition to start. Have family put money in a mason jar throughout the year. At Christmas time, choose someone to bless anonymously on Christmas Eve. Deliver by ring and run. Must read the book Christmas Jar. So there's a book called Christmas Jar. So it has a picture of this mason jar, and family stuffed money, coins and dollars and change into this jar, and then they found a family and gave it to them. Isn't that a cool idea? So you pick somebody, family in your neighborhood where maybe it's a single mother raising children, you know, and you know it's going to be kind of a struggle and you know about the story. So, okay, get the kids involved and start putting money together and give, you know, just anonymously drop it off at their door on Christmas Eve. Ring the doorbell and run, right? You know, don't ask for credit. Oh, it's wonderful little things we do, right? This is a volunteer items for kids ages 2 to 4. It could be older than that, but I thought these were... Okay, make cards for nursing home residents, wounded soldiers, or deployed service people. Okay? Sort through toys, books, and clothes, and find items to donate. This is little things children can get involved in to feel like they're being part of that generosity. Sort canned food, non-perishables for a local food pantry. Getting kids involved and being generous and sharing and giving and getting that feeling of feeling good for giving. Okay, so we'll do more. I think we're going to do more of these, and we'll talk more next week about the difference between religion and spirituality and my purpose in helping people. As part of my mission is to teach about spirituality and not about religion and how there's a difference. And what spirituality is, and this is from all that I've ever heard from spirit and books and blah, blah, blah. So have a great weekend. Get ready for Christmas. Have some fun. Enjoy yourselves. Go out and do something special for somebody else this weekend. But on the same hand, do something special for yourself. Slow down for a few minutes and do something nice for you. I'm sure you can do that. So it's been fun. Love you guys. And I will be back on Monday and we'll go on and we'll do more about this giving because I think it's a great idea. Okay, bye now.